Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening, everybody, if you are watching in the UK, morning, afternoon, wherever else you are in the world. But Gloria is down under, and I am so glad that Gloria is back. She's such a powerful speaker. She's been a friend of the channel for many years, a survivor. We had Juliet Bryant on this morning, Epstein survivor. She talked about Virginia, the heartbreak it has caused in the survivor community. Gloria is going to start out talking about Virginia, and then we're going to get to Cult 764 and 2x2. If you do have any questions for Gloria, put them in the live chat. I'll get those to her. And if you want to reach out to Gloria, we've got Gloria's website is in the description box if you're watching it on YouTube, and I'll put it in the live chat in a minute. And, you know, Gloria, as many of you are familiar from telling her story on this channel, has absolutely been through hell. So please give her our utmost support and respect. And Gloria, when you saw the news, huge thank you for coming on. When you saw the news about Virginia, how did that impact your life?
Well, just absolute sadness. This was an iconic woman who chose to put her head above the line and to bring truth to light. And I am gobsmacked, really, and saddened for her family. Actually, I think we need to be respectful of this. She left children behind. But equally, you know, the survivor community, the fact that she led the charge in this gave a lot of other now adult women hope that they could perhaps seek justice and receive justice. Now, as we know, there's lots of theories around what happened to Virginia, and we may never know the truth, but I know there are survivors out there who are living in fear currently.
Well, because this happened in Australia, yes. What was the mainstream media narrative that you saw?
Well, basically that she had taken her own life at her farm in Australia, and that was what was discussed and talked about. There were apparently no suspicious circumstances or nothing to raise alarm. Her lawyer, however, came out just as recently as I think it was 3-4 days ago to say that this very much surprised her. She came out 3 or 4 days afterwards to say that she had been in touch with Virginia, and there was no indication that Virginia was considering ending her life.
Yeah, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people close to this case, and, you know, my guess, my theory is that a lot of pressure was put on Virginia, including from Epstein collaborators, as described by the lawyer boys who went on Piers Morgan, trolls, people like Lady Victoria Hervey, who even trolled her death, which was absolutely disgusting. And as this pressure's rising on Virginia, she's increasingly falling back on medication or being encouraged to take more medication. Yes. And I think when they do an autopsy, they'll find that she was on quite a cocktail of pills. Yeah. And, you know, even though when they look at that, it's not considered murder, I would call that farmicide, whereby these people who have contributed to her stress have led her to her demise, and they should be, you know, identified and held responsible, but they probably never will.
No. And again, and this feeds into what tends to happen. It's a pattern, isn't it, Sean, in terms of the elite or those that are protected just keep getting protected. And people like Virginia, who, you know, we stand on her shoulders, really, led the way. And I think the, you know, for the amazing other survivors of Epstein out there, I just want to send you love and respect and hold the hope. Keep your head up high. You have been incredible in your courage and tenacity in standing your ground.
Indeed. And viewers, if you missed the Juliet Bryant podcast, it went out this morning, Epstein Survivor. So please check that one out. Mm-hmm. So Gloria, for people who are not familiar with your work then, do you just want to give a little summary of your story before we go into these cults?
Yes, certainly. So I'm a survivor of child sex trafficking, abuse, satanic ritual abuse, many forced abortions on me as an adolescent by my grandmother. I was trained by my grandmother to be a sex worker as a child. My family earned a lot of money out of me. There was no one adult willing to protect me or interested in doing that. And I kind of very grateful to be here, Sean. There were times when I didn't think I'd make it through. And the worst time for me was as an 11-year-old when I was left in my father's care, and my brother and father were the only people in the house, and I was hunted like an animal. So, you know, I starred in many child sexual abuse exploitation material, as in, you know, videos and still images back in the day. So, yes, when I talk, and I've written several books, as you know, but when I talk about things like satanic ritual abuse, things like child sex trafficking, things like being forced to perform in child sexual abuse materials, these things were happening back then. We're talking mid to late 60s to mid to late 70s. They were happening. This is not new, and I just want people to be aware, please, that although it seems horrendous and a big shock, the world needs now to face into this. This has been going on since time began.
Well, we appreciate that. So we're going to, it's a graphic content warning, folks, as well, you know, with the type of content that we're going to discuss. And we do want to get this content, we want it to go far and wide, Gloria. So if we could abbreviate, use SRA and CSA, and also human, if we could say human transportation.
That
would be great. Yes. So, you know, I'd never heard of Cult 764. So do you want to intro us to that?
Well, let me introduce you, but just breathe deeply. It's a decentralized satanic neo-Nazi transnational extortion network. And it's classified as a terror network by US State Department, considered a tier one terrorism threat by the FBI, and they are incredibly violent and incredibly damaging. Now, it was founded, I think, 2021 by this man called Bradley Cadenhead, but he was a teenager. And the reason they call it 764 is his post's zip code was 764. Now, they're most present on platforms like Telegram and Discord, which are very appealing to children, and they target children between 8 and 17. And these children are forced to commit and record acts of self-harm and animal cruelty, and to share that internally or on social media platforms. The horror of this is that they're also asked to show their loyalty and allegiance, to carve the number 764 on their skin. It's a form of branding to show their subjugation. Now, the end goal, the highest they can reach, is to commit suicide on live stream.
We're going to use the word unalive, self-unalive.
So that's the horror that 764 is. They're basically global. They're in the UK as well. They have been targeted now by law enforcement and FBI, but their roots everywhere. They're in New Zealand as well. So, you know, as soon as I saw that, Sean, that's partly why I reached out to you, because this has gone underground, and the real concern is that children as young as 8 years old are being targeted. And, yeah, there's some pretty horrendous things that are happening as a result.
So it sounds like that whoever's responsible for this then needs to be found. We've got to cut the head of the snake off here. Yeah. What country of origin is it then?
So the US, so Texas.
And yeah. Do you know who the principals are?
Well, one was, just let me look. Yeah, the person that brought it up or started this was called Bradley Cadenhead. But they, you know, the FBI are onto it in terms of they've got them, they've got the some of the mainstream leaders of this. But they are absolutely horrendous in terms of impact out there and what they are able to get away with or have been able to get away with. But when we see children taking their own lives and mainstream live streaming it, Houston, we've got a real problem. So these networks are growing and they know how to target, and we know that Discord began as a platform for children to go on and play games on.
Oh my goodness. So kids are actually unaliving themselves while being live streamed because they've been encouraged by this cult 764.
That is the main goal. That is the main goal. And the reality is this is online with the extortion starting with S, that you and I have talked about a few times now, which is usually young people being asked to take a selfie, imagining they're sharing with a peer, you know, someone their own age, and then being told that if they don't take more nudes or get other children involved, this will be shared with parents, family, school, etc. And as we know, for teenagers and young people, the peer groups, everything, so they don't want that shame or that humiliation. So this, it begins with this, and then you can see where it's leading to. But absolute horror, and you know, there's some serious concerns about children under 16 being on social media at all. I think you'll agree, Sean, because these types of situations exist, and yeah, SRA is alive and well, and the carving into the skin, the animal mutilation, the fact that children are self-harming and live streaming is very, very, very concerning, and it's everywhere across the globe. This is not just limited to US. It's in your country, it's in mine.
Yeah, so Chris Hansen, who we've collaborated with, he was telling us about the mechanics of the S-tortion thing. And, you know, there's certain countries where it's like these industries where they're teaching these kids to pretend to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend of a young person in America, for example. And they're tricked into sending compromising photos. And when they threaten to release these photos, a lot of these young boys in particular are ending their own lives. It's an absolute tragedy. He's gone and met the parents, but there's a financial incentive behind it to, you know, exploit these kids, get the pictures, sell the pictures, extort the kids, get money, whatever they could get out of them. And it's these other kids doing it, teenagers doing it, and adults in criminal networks in these.
But you know why? You know why, Sean, and I'm cutting you off, apologies, but you know why they're doing this? Because children can't be prosecuted. So you see the method and the madness. Children can't be prosecuted. So these groups and they're not human really to me, but these animals or predators know exactly what they're doing. And this grows bigger and bigger, and they're very manipulative. And as you and I know, children don't have, and young people don't have the cognition to discern. to discern what is real and what is not sometimes. And of course, if they're using children or other teenagers to share or get these images across and pretend to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend, there's what chance do the children have? So it's pretty big, and you're right, the young, the boys especially, they're doing their lives because they feel hopeless. That what do they do with it? They're ashamed, and they can't go to family because they feel they're going to be, you know, in trouble for doing that. And, you know, it's just horrendous.
So with the extortion side of it, there's a huge financial incentive. Yeah. But with Cult 764, are they monetizing this activity? Are they profiting from it somehow?
Yes, they are, and partly because what they can do with that live stream is get people to pay to view, if you like, if you think of it that way. So it's clickbait stuff. So it's in the dark web, obviously, but also keep in mind this is not just about, and you described the extortion with an S, it's not just about the money. It's also, you know, the ability to share the images or videos makes them much more palatable or popular in the predator world and in this whole, you know, likes children world. So I think that's really important to consider now as well, because yes, the money can come through the extortion, but equally the imaging and what then happens with child on child, or you know, the fact that images are being displayed means there's money to be made as well on that. And we do know, I don't know if you knew this, and again I'm cutting you off because that's my superpower. that, you know, up to 85% of adults who view this type of activity go on to become contact offenders. So they go on to abuse a child in that way. So this is not innocent viewing, Sean. This becomes a gateway into, I'm now looking for a child to act out on.
It's extremely disturbed viewing. So if you've got a question for Gloria, please put them in the chat. And here's Gloria's website. I've just put that in the chat and it's in the description box. So the first question is from the Trackmaster Man. I read somewhere kids are doing this over TikTok now. Is this being a new phase? Is it like a new wave of something?
Short answer is I'm not sure. Measured response, I believe it will be. TikTok tends to pick up on these things and run with them. So some of these platforms, as we all know, are making money out of any and all content. And it's still no surprise to me that Pornhub have children as young as 10 being able to view. So if that gives any indication at all about the care and protection of children, I don't know what else does. But that is a known fact. Children as young as 10 are able to access and view material on Pornhub.
That's insane. Wow. So, Kat, do you feel that school education is slow to react and catch up to educate us parents, the teachers and children more about these sadistic cults online?
Yes, 100% agree. And I say that because for many years, people like me across the world have been trying, including Sean, to get the message out that there's things going on that we need to be aware of as safe adults and educators. And I think education, partly, I'll give them a little bit of a hall pass here, partly because this is so shocking. Most good people have what we call cognitive dissonance, which means they turn away. because it doesn't align with their values, morals, or ethics. And it's too hard to accept that this an adult could actually want to or encourage this type of activity. So we turn away as good, safe adults because it doesn't align with us. But unfortunately, that's where the loophole is, and that's where more of this predation and sickness occurs. So yes, school education is slow. So having said that, there is a book to address this written by myself called Keeping Kids Safe. It's available on Amazon, and it is to educate, and it is to inform and give parents and teachers an idea of what to do.
Do you think that because the school system is directed from politicians and people at the top of society, and there are so many predators within that strata, do you think that that's why, you know, the kids, it's like they don't want to educate them on this stuff. They want to disturb their minds with other things that I won't mention that have been introduced to the curriculum.
Yeah. I look, and I think I can't disagree with you. Who's leading the charge here? And we know it goes right to the top. So, for instance, you and I are going to talk about another group called 2x2s who are also global. Now, one of our national party MPs is linked to that here in New Zealand. So this stuff goes to the top of the tree, and we know that things can get blocked. We know that things, although there are good people everywhere in all levels, as there are those who choose to offend, fortunately, it seems there's not much interest in stopping this.
The justice system here in the UK is completely upside down. The grooming gangs are getting away with all kinds of horrific stuff. We've interviewed several survivors. Keir Starmer, our leader, has voted against investigating them, hence enabling the perpetuation of that horrific, of those horrific crimes. I mean, we've interviewed cops, and there's some well-meaning cops out there, but the orders come down from the top.
Yes.
And they've got to do all this revenue generation stuff, and they're arresting people for Facebook posts and all this other ridiculous stuff. All the resources that could be taken to go after the predators have been co-opted and employed elsewhere for the vested interest. And it's sickening. Yes. Is it the same in your country?
Yes, yeah, definitely. So, you know, we will always bang the drum and always try and bring attention to this, but it's not palatable. And it's not seemly, and it's not what good citizens want to be hearing or reading or absorbing over breakfast. So therefore, it doesn't get discussed. But unfortunately, the impact means that we have children and young people who are not only being seriously abused, but taking their own lives or threatening to as a result. And I'll give you a statistic here. In recent times, over 90% of boys between 14 and 15 that took their own lives in our country had this abuse at their core. So CSA underpinned their story.
Do you think because technology is advancing so fast, there's a gap between the authorities' ability and the education system to catch up, which gives the criminals an edge? Because, for example, you know, we talked about they've got young people in call centers in certain countries doing this lover boy stuff and extorting kids. But now you could just have AI do it. That's how fast things are advancing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's you know, we're well behind the eight ball. We haven't seen anything yet, unfortunately. This is just moving at a rate of knots. And we know with the advent of AI and the ability to remove clothing off children. So, again, parents, be careful what you post, because you're posting a beautiful image of you with your child or grandchild. AI has the ability to take that image, remove the clothing, and trade that.
Oh, that's something that you don't want to think about, bloody hell.
I know. So,
All right, well, you've got a lot of questions coming, but we'll get to them and please keep the questions coming in. But let's go over to 2x2. That's another entity that I'd never heard about.
Let me introduce you. Yes, so 2x2's, they're known globally, as I said, but they're known as the Truth and the Way. They're an international, they were a home-based Christian group founded well over 100 years ago, 200 years ago. The church group, the growth was rapid, but they have home-based church groups, and the leaders go around homes and live off people, basically. But there's now more and more investigation and allegations of sexual abuse amongst people who are now the adults who were children back then. And we have many that have come forward in New Zealand. So it's grown wings. It is very much the old-fashioned evangelistic but controlled by one person, you know, the demigod, the cult type following, who decides what, when, how, where, and who. And children are just part of that, and again become a commodity, and again become used and abused. So this is being exposed again. FBI got hold of it, found links. It is in the UK as well, Sean. So you will have survivors there watching as well. But this is everywhere. This is not a new group, but it's just more. I think the good news is for our survivor community, more people are feeling comfortable or more likely to step forward now. So this is, again, where we have to acknowledge Virginia Giffray and others who find the courage to step forward. Because without people who are prepared to do so, we remain a silent force. So we just need to honour all survivors of all of these cult groups. They're everywhere. They're unfortunately, we have to accept that our next door neighbours may be related to people or part of, because the numbers are so big, we just can't. We can't get away from it, unfortunately.
So what strategies does 2x2 employ?
Well, because they're an evangelistic, very old school church group, think women weren't allowed to speak, basically, and children were to be seen and not heard. It's that very old fashioned, very... the man is king and the right hand of God sort of thing. So it's very much do what I say. And because of that, everyone, it's a form of modern slavery. And that includes the ex-trafficking, human transportation as well, including all the variables of that. And of course, children, when you consider children, they have no voice. They need us to have a voice for them. But that is how it's aligned with other groups like this who decide to, they're going to rule the world and everyone will fit in. And if we can get away with abusing children, then let's do that too. It's children are just not respected or valued at all, which is, as you know, why I do the work I do.
So have they got some kind of leader, some charismatic cult person?
Yes. Oh, 100%. They did. And then, of course, that spread out across the globe. So as I say, we have a national MP here in New Zealand who was linked to this. And I think more and more will come out about this. Sean, I've been in discussion with a survivor of 2x2's who knows other people, I'm keen to have further discussions with them. As you can appreciate, this is mind control, this is conditioning, this is indoctrination. And so for these people to even find the courage to speak against when they've had decades of conditioning is very, very courageous and, big.
Well, if you know any survivors that have got the courage to come on, let us know. Mm-hmm. We would be glad to let them tell the stories here. So I've been watching quite a few videos recently about the predators in foreign aid organizations, United Nations, etc., versus predators in under the cloak of religion. Which one do you think has got the bigger rings?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's a tough one. I think in terms of being at the borders or being with those groups that supposedly save the children or World Vision, where we have these groups, of course they're targeted. It's a little like if you consider the schools or sports, where we have coaches and teachers, they're in their own playground, if you like. And I think that it's much easier for them to get the numbers because they're right there on the ground. In terms of what's bigger, I don't know, because there's so much now that's shared digitally, and I can imagine a call to come and look at this, or if you're around, be at this site or volunteer here. I mean, that I don't even want to get into that mindset, but you follow my thinking. I think where there's opportunity, there's people that take advantage. And as you said before, it's not just about what's going on and the money being made. It's also about being able to share the material. So I think it's really important. It's just time for the world to wake up. And I know people have been saying this for years, but can I say, as a survivor of a lot of this myself, at what point will it be in my lifetime that this will ever be really addressed?
There should be nothing more important than child safety to the government, and it's just not the case. And one of the videos I was watching about these foreign aid organizations, the guy said that in some countries where people are starving to death because of war and stuff, the family will come to the aid workers and they have to get food or the whole family's going to die. And the aid workers will tell the family, give us one of your kids, or they won't let them in. And then the mum will basically have to make a decision and say, this is the guy's words, not mine. He said that the mum would have to say to one of the kids, say they had a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old. She'd say to the 12-year-old, you're going to have to take one for the team, basically. Otherwise, we're going to die. And he also mentioned that there was a case where, I think it was the United Nations, where they were doing that. And then they were taking the girls and they had them all chained up in a nightclub. And they were just using them around the clock. Yeah. Unfortunately, these organizations attract these monsters, because these monsters know they'll have access to kids like this that are in desperate war-torn countries, and they'll be able to get away with anything they want, because there's nobody supervising them. They're supposed to be upholding the law and protecting people.
And look, unfortunately, this is what this sickness does. It just, this is entitlement. This is I can, so I will. This is, I don't know. It's like I liken it to the use of green or yellow, as you like to say, or brown, the more addiction there is, the more, the higher the hit, the more people seem to want. But the reality is these are our beautiful, innocent children, and they're such a gift. And I really believe, and I will always stand strongly for children, and believe that if we could save even one child, wouldn't that be something? So it's about conversations like this. It's about actually saying, it's a call to all the safe adults out there, because we have to recognise, even people watching this, not everyone is a safe pair of hands. We just have to be aware of that. So for all the safe adults, start to notice what you see around you. We may not be able to get to the war-torn countries and borders, but we can look down our own street and within our own schools, and the numbers suggest that this is everywhere. So we need to be mindful.
I'll just read a couple of comments that have come in. This is Rocky Mountain. If each of your amazing subscribers could buy Gloria's book and get it to a school, a local school, imagine how many children might get seen and heard. I got one for the school my grandson went to.
Well, thank you.
And then Kat says, hypocritical, isn't it? How can they claim to discredit mothers in the UK, stating they cannot look after children, but essentially they do not care about them? It is about control and power. They are sadists. Yes, Kat, they will snatch your kid in a heartbeat, saying you're not taking care of the kid. And then they'll put it in some care place where all kinds of horrors are going to happen.
Yeah. And I think we have to be, you know, mindful too that people are using whatever they can to gain access to children. And, you know, to me, out of the four groups that are groomed, and I'm talking children, I'm talking parents, I'm talking community, and I'm talking kind of the whole system, really, in terms of media across the globe. The group to me that is the biggest target group is not the children, it's the parents. Because the parents have the gateway. They are the ones that usually allow the access. So I'm talking for the up to 1 in 3 children across the globe that are CSA'd, right? It's the parents that say, yes, my kid can go and have that sleepover, or yes, thank you so much for taking an interest. He or she would really benefit from having extra maths tuition with you. I think it's that group that are targeted, and because we are conditioned to be respectful, polite, etc., we don't always heed our instinct, which is, why does he want to keep spending time and just highlighting my 10-year-old? Why not the other kids? Or why are we never allowed to be part of it? Why is it just the children that they always want to take with them? And it's that simple, Sean, if I could give your viewers some practical tips here. It's that simple. We need to be aware that not everyone has the right intent, that it is on us as the parents and safe adults to keep our eyes open. You guys will all have seen this hand sign by now. And that is children under 16 indicating when they're being abused and not safe. And it's up to us to actually start to notice that and to see when children are not safe. And children don't speak, they won't, but they will always show us through behaviour. So as parents, what we do is we start to notice behaviour. If something feels off, it is. And as a parent yourself now, Sean, you'll get this. You don't need to wonder what's up with your child. Your child shows you. They show you so clearly. And as parents, we are the experts on our children, not the teachers, not the people above, not the ones leading the country. We as the parents are the experts. So we've got to start to use our intuition and our innate understanding and wisdom about our children and read what they are showing us. Because they are being conditioned as well to do what the adult they're with says, to respect what they say, to behave. What parent out there doesn't say behave, do what you're told? And of course, that's all fertile ground then for the person that wants to CSA to go right ahead, because that child's not going to speak, because then they are either groomed or manipulated to never speak. So I think we need to take this a step further. This horror's happening. We can't stop the horror, but guess what we can do? We can help educate our safe adults and our children. And here's a little known fact for you and the viewers. In a recent study in Queensland, Australia, 86% of predators who are behind bars were asked why they didn't abuse a child they could have. So this is as they're going through what they have done. And there were some children that they didn't take advantage of. 86% of those predators said the following: I didn't because the child put up so much resistance and told me I was wrong and told me it was wrong. Now, if that isn't a call to parents and educators to understand that body safety rules and teaching children about how to protect themselves in terms of my body's my own, I'm the only one that touches it. All of these things are really useful tools for children to have. 86% of those predators chose not to abuse a child because the child put up so much resistance about it. Then we've got a little bit of an opportunity here to take this education further. And that's why I put the book in schools in every country in New Zealand through an offshore donor. Please.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good to know. I think you've just prevented some things from happening there, Gloria, because even with baby Ziggy now, he's just barely saying his alphabet, his numbers, but I can tell we're so tuned in to if there's something wrong with him, if he needs his nappy changing or anything, we can just tell right away.
Yes.
But yeah, educating him. And then you mentioned, you know, parents. And I think one of the most egregious things I ever saw regarding this was on Netflix. It was a documentary whereby the little girl was taken and she woke up and she thought she was in a spaceship. And this recording came from the predator saying that you need to reproduce with me and all this stuff. But that predator, this went on and on because that predator seduced both of the parents. Yes. Did sexual things with them individually, and yeah, they just completely enabled, the continuation of these crimes. And it was just mind blowing to see the parents just not have any safeguarding, not have the walls up, to do something to protect the kid.
Well, and thank you, and I know what you're talking about. I've seen that, And I think, too, some really important points out of that. These parents are people. So if there's issues in the marriage, for instance, and someone comes along who's pretending to be a mate or trying to be a mate, when you're feeling vulnerable or things aren't going that well in the marital home, it's easy to feel flattered, or it's easy to feel, oh, here's someone I can talk to. And you, what you're encapsulating this as without realizing is grooming. So both the parents, what he did was separate them, divide and rule, and then targeted, groomed, manipulated. So the access to the child became so easy. And I'm just saying to all you amazing parents out there, because we do our best, all you amazing parents out there, please, if something feels too good to be true, it is. And if your child is showing you, turn off what they say and start reading the behavior, because they'll be showing you something's up. I think it's really important that we collectively stand united. The more of us there are, and there are, that stand beside and advocate for our amazing children and what a gift they are, the less likely these predators are of being able to abuse. And if 86% of these predators said, I did not abuse that child because the resistance was too big. That child knew what I was going to do and knew it was wrong.
So Kakariki's got a question. How do we expose these people here in New Zealand and further afield?
Well, if you know who they are, there's a little bit of an opportunity right there to name. But equally, you need to protect yourself as well. I just think it's more about how can we expose without getting information, because unfortunately, legally, we know that the burden of proof has to be met, and that means a huge weight for anyone making accusations. I think step one for me is keep the child safe. I don't much care about the adult. Keep the child safe. If you're aware of something, get that child out of there and keep them safe and protected. If you need to get support to do that, grab another adult or two that you trust, because we're stronger together. And exposing them means you're going to have some pretty hard proof. And as we know, children are less likely to speak out. But if you suspect something, if you see something, if you hear something, please do something.
So Kakariki sent a follow-up. Is there a survivor community I and others could offer some services to? I'm in New Zealand, hands-on healing skills to offer.
Oh, kia ora, welcome. I run a charity here in New Zealand called Handing the Shame Back. It's dedicated to survivors of CSA, as well as the advocacy and protection for children. Now, this podcast I run, don't be jealous, Sean, is in 93 countries across the world.
Good.
And we have our Global Awareness Day coming up. So if you want to help, reach out to handingtheshameback.org and we will provide you a pack to set up a global awareness walk in your area. So at the moment, currently we have groups from across the world and throughout New Zealand reaching out saying we want to join you on the walk. It's a peaceful walk, but it's one to highlight and honour the incredible survivors that exist among us.
Tashelle wants to know, how can we identify sadist parents as well?
Well, usually with sadists, they usually have psychopathic tendencies. They're very narcissistic, but equally they're quite clever. So first of all, recognising that is going to be a bit of a tell. But if you notice that the child never comes first, if you notice that the child is always kind of mocked or humiliated, there's a real cue about sadism right there. So identifying is for most good parents and safe parents, we will put our children first because that's just innate in us. And I think if you are wanting to recognize who they are, you'll just notice how they treat those that are vulnerable, those that can't speak for themselves. Are the police not able to? Yeah.
Are the cops not able to stop this from happening?
Well, I think you alluded to it earlier when you mentioned that it's growing so fast. We've got the online exploitation. We've got the extortion with an S. We've got the CSA, we've got the 7-6 Wars, we've got these groups that are just everywhere across all social media platforms targeting and getting children. So I don't think we've got enough law enforcement to do it. I don't think humanity has seen anything like this before in terms of, yeah.
Sadly, even though there are many well-meaning cops, it's absolutely not a priority coming down from the top in here in the UK. They're busy arresting people for Facebook posts. Anyone talking about the government, they're happy to spend hundreds of thousands locking people up for that. So Sky wants to know, what is the best thing we can do individually to make a difference?
Two things. Share the hand sign, please. And educate yourself on what children show, because if you do that, you can help protect by educating. Education is the key. Look, even if you save one child through sharing body safety rules, and honestly, I'm not trying to sell books, Sean, that's not the issue, but I have it all in the book. I think if we can educate adults to then share with their children, we stand more of a chance. Educate.
Kat's saying, I feel they would rather deem you a certain way for raising concerns, which is where we're at now, comes down to us. So what Kat's is saying, though, I think, is that if you raise concerns, you're going against the establishment, and then they're going to make you out to be a crackpot.
Yes, but I hold some hope, Kat, so breathe through this. I'm holding hope because it was only three and a half years ago when I came on the show first with Sean, and this was a big shock to everyone what my story was. Now, you fast track to 2025. This is in the media every single day. So I think you would agree there's much more acceptance of this now. And whether it comes from the community up or the groundswell up, there are more and more people saying there's something to this. So I'm holding the hope.
So Lee Marvin Hitchman, who's been a friend of the channel for many years, and he's got his book Born in Prison. His partner, Kira, was also a horrific story. So brave. She fought this guy off. Went to court. But I believe that Kira's going to be coming on your channel, is she, Gloria?
Yes. I've been approached by a mutual friend. Shout out to Matt Oakley. He's incredible. And yes, he's introduced me to these two. So it'd be my honor to have them on the show.
Well, when you speak to them, ask them about the attempted baby snatch they suffered. I think it was just a year or two ago in London. There was two guys came up to them, and one of them kind of like distracted Kira, and the baby was there, and the other one was going for the baby, and Lee Marvin's, and then these guys just disappeared when they knew their plot had been foiled. They were professionals, and this was in broad daylight in London.
Yeah,
I'm sure Kira will tell you the full story in details. People think, you know, this isn't going to happen in a city like London. It's everywhere.
Yeah, 100%. I just want to say too, though, I will do the hand sign, I promise, again. But I just want to say, please, and I'm remiss, hello, beautiful, amazing survivors of CSA out there. I see you. Okay, next one.
Let's go over the hand sign again then. I'll just make the screen
big. It's hand up, thumb across, closed fist. Now, this began in Northern America 2021 during lockdown, and it began as women who were being domestically abused, and they, as a way to signal they couldn't get out of the house, they were trapped, they started using this. So 2 years ago when I went to release something for under 16s, I created a whole new hand sign, and someone from Northern America reached out and said, please don't use this, just adapt it. So this is for under 16s as well, to show when they're being abused and not safe. Now, guess what? I'm so proud of this. Across the globe, children are using this, including in my own country, and they're being saved.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
How cool is that?
That is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Pam, are the parents aware or involved with this form of SA?
Unfortunately, yes, of course. A lot of them are. Now, again, it's as Sean said earlier, not all cops are bad cops. There's some amazing law enforcement out there. Similarly with parents, it was my own parents that did what they did to me and allowed me to be trafficked and abused so much. The reality is over 93% of CSA occurs with someone well known to us or the family. So, yes, parents can be involved. That doesn't mean every parent is. That's not true. And also another myth I'm going to debunk right here, right now. People who have been CSA'd do not go on to abuse children. The vast majority, over 90%, will never, ever abuse a child. It is highly offensive. It is put out there as a fact, and I'm telling you now, it is inaccurate. Most survivors would rather be unalived than ever touch a child. In fact, not everyone's as strong or able to have emerged through the way I have, but for most of us, not on our watch, we will do whatever we can to protect children.
That's interesting, but even more interesting, what you said before, 90% or more of the predators, the people doing the CSA, are either family within your family or people your family knows.
They know well. Yes.
It's not the stranger at the park.
No.
It is someone you already know is 90% more likely to, if they can get access to your kid, to do something to them. And you probably would never even suspect it until it's too late.
And that is why we have to have our eyes wide open with a little bit of suspicion. And I'm please, I'm begging you, safe adults out there, don't just accept when someone wants to keep having your kids. Don't just accept that everyone's safe, that everyone you leave your children with is safe. We have got to open our eyes. And the reality is, because they are so well known to us or within our family, we struggle with being polite and perhaps feeling, oh, I don't know if I should go out for quite so long. But we get quickly manipulated into, no, they're fine. So, yeah, it's eyes wide open. It's knowing that if up to 1 in 3 children globally are being, CSA'd, that there has to be a big number of adults that are perpetrating this, and the chances are that they are well known to us.
And quite often when they get busted, family members protect them because they're afraid of the shame. So yes. We interviewed Maya, it's called Pure Evil Dad, and she was bred for CSA by the father. And when other relatives found out about this through a video he'd recorded, there was a debate within the family as to whether to go to the police or not because of the shame.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it. And that coins right there, that statement right there encapsulates how little value children have placed on them.
Terrible.
Come on, parents. We've got one job.
Which leads to the next question from Deanne. What about educating the parents who need to be on the front line? No one cares more than us. I mean, it's not like there are regular classes being offered for awareness in this. It's up to people like Gloria and, you know, and survivors speaking out, raising awareness against all this algorithmic strangulation. No one else is doing it, as far as I'm aware.
No. And look, education, again, it's key, and I know it sounds like a tagline. I don't mean it to, but I can't do all this by myself. I need all of you, please. If you share the Hands Home with one family, please do that today or tomorrow, because I know it's nighttime there. If you can, consider teaching your children body safety rules, just have a pizza night. And here's a tip for parents. Just get the children to choose, vote on one emoji they would use. So on the night where they're at a sleepover, if you see the emoji come through on your phone, your family has all agreed, if ever they see that emoji, you get in the car, you go and get that child, no questions asked. And you make an excuse to the parents or whoever there, say, oh, sorry, I forgot, we're going to Nana's first thing in the morning, bit of a drive, had to come and get them. You get that child out. We've got to start giving kids tools so they can be safe, they can escape this. We've got to make it so hard for the predators that they become that 86%. Let's do that. Let's move. Let's move to that. Yes, this can be taught in classrooms. I can see that, Sean. this can be taught in classrooms, and as I don't know if you're aware, but that book is now in every school in our country, with teachers being able to use that to educate. So,
well, sadly, some schools,
sadly,
some schools have been co-opted by the opposite interest, where they're normalizing and sexualizing, and it's absolutely sickening. Yeah. So if we see someone making this sign, what should we do?
Okay, first thing is thumbs up or this to show that you've seen it. Thumbs up or this. So children, remember, children showing us through behaviour is how they communicate. How they interact, as Sean cited earlier, not a word needs to be said. You can tell if you know your child, but equally any other child that does this. Thumbs up to show you've seen it. That to show you've got it. And I think what we can do is after that, try and either engage another adult nearby with you to maybe take some action. So that might mean ringing law enforcement, so distract the adult, one of you try and talk to the child. We had a case actually, it began probably about 2 years ago over in the States, and this young woman, she's about 24, so impressed by her, I'll never forget it, went viral on TikTok, went to McDonald's, sat in McDonald's. Normally she did a drive-through and did the order, but for some reason she thought, no, I'm going to mindfully eat my McDonald's, sat in the restaurant, started eating, and noticed this child of about 11 signing. The child looked to be with her father, so this woman thought, she looked at the child, and the child went like, kept doing this. So this woman walked around the corner, rang the police and said, what do I do? I've seen this sign. And they said, okay, if there's any men in the restaurant, grab them. They go to that man and hold him down, keep him there, and you get the child. And she did. And that child was seen.
Oh, amazing.
Two tradies just having a McDonald's, and she went up and said, I need your help. Can you help me, please? He's got this child. He's abusing this child. Can you hold him till the police get here? She went and got the child. How's that?
What a brilliant story to end this on. You've answered all the questions. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers, Gloria?
Oh, look, amazing ones. If you're on the channel, it's because you want to help. And look, all you can do is your best. Please make sure that you keep an eye out for those amazing children. We got one shot at keeping them safe. Let's work together. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on, my friend. You're saving lives and protecting kids, and this is wonderful. And we look forward to speaking to you again. And you take care, Gloria. Cheers.
Thanks, Sean. See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
What an amazing guest, folks. I'm so happy when Gloria comes on. She's doing such phenomenal work. She's just got such a dynamic spirit, so authentic, survived horrors, as you guys know if you've heard the earlier podcasts, but come through it, resolute, determined, on a mission, and saving lives and preventing these monsters from doing their heinous things. So, we've had a lot today. We had the Juliet Bryant Epstein Survivor podcast. It was at 9 a.m. this morning. If you missed it, I would highly recommend it. I think it's one of the best interviews Juliet has ever done. Then we had Keir Starmer and the Male Escort Part 2 with our new friend and collaborator with the channel, Craig Houston, who's also on a similar mission as us, overlapping with him exposing the excesses of the Keir Starmer government. And then we have got tomorrow at 8, we have got Age 10, Survivor of Mum's Boyfriend. That's Rachel. She's a phenomenal speaker. Never told her story before. I don't know if you guys saw Seth on Soft White Underbelly, but he's coming on which night is that? That is the 24th. So that's what we've got. And then Ron should be back with his Diddy coverage soon. So we've done quite a lot of content today. Hope you have enjoyed it, if that's the right word, or you've took something away from it. We will be back tomorrow. And, you know, thank you for all the lovely comments. I'm reading them right now in the chat. Oh, yeah, Zara. Zara Marley has got a huge announcement tomorrow. She's coming on at 6:30 p.m. And there's been quite a drastic development with her. And we're going to be starting it here and then going over to her channel where she could speak more freely about what's happened because it is such a big situation. So if you want to tune in for that one, that's 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. All right, thanks, folks. Take care. Take care of the kids.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.